Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to The Year Is the Podcast, where me, comedian Bobby Mayer, and my co-host this week, Mr. Luke Chilton, filling in for Red Richardson, travel back to a year in history, and we talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the most fucked up things from that year.
Cool.
You're learning in live time what this podcast
is. Yeah. I thought we were just hanging out. But
no.
This is nice, too, I guess. I love history.
Yeah, I didn't tell you what we were doing. I said, just come over. I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, you gave me some fucking awful kombucha juice.
You requested that. I fed that to you months ago, and then for some reason you said, I'd like to have more kombucha, even though you didn't like it the first time you had it.
My thing is, like, you got to earn. I feel like if I drink it enough, I will like it. And then you'll love it.
That's a horrible attitude.
No, it's a great attitude. You never do you not have friends who've like
Well, I did
hated...
that. I've done that with one food in my life, actually. I worked at this Indian restaurant called the Jody, have I talked about the on this podcast? Okay, so I worked at the in Toronto. Oh, bleep out the name of the restaurant. So, because I'm going to be really honest. So this restaurant was ran by a psychopathic old woman. Who was obsessed with money. And I got a job there to be a dishwasher. First day there, they had this garden. And she was like, okay, we're going to get you to do some gardening. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. She was like, okay, well, that's what you're doing.
Wait, there was a garden in the restaurant.
Yeah, like surround, like the, it was like an outdoor patio and then like surrounded by incredible plants. So I'm just like, they're like, yeah, so dig those up, like these like really expensive like trees and plant those. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I did it. I did a really bad job, and they're really fucking angry. That was their first impression of me, was like, he can't garden. But it's like, you hired me to be a dishwasher. Yeah, well, this is insane. I'm already being judged.
This fucking chef can't do other jobs.
I'm being judged on this? Okay. It was, and then, like, okay, so there's this lady. Then there was her son, who was like, I don't know. He was a divorced guy with a kid. And the kid was like 5 years old, and like this old lady, Mrs. Bleep, she would come in, she would just scream at all her employees all the time. Like when I worked there, my mom had just died.
Oh, fuck.
And I was by far the happiest person at this restaurant. Like, bar none, the happiest. Everybody was fucking depressed. The head chef was a guy named Mudu, and Mudu, they'd flown him over from India the year before, and he was supposed to come a year earlier, but on his way to the airport, he got hit by a fucking bus and, like, almost died, so he had to, like, get his chest, like, fucking stitched up and, like,
oh, no.
Recover from the bus of getting ran over by a fucking bus.
Before achieving his dream to work at
And then he flew over, and they did the classic thing where, you know, like, I was 20, so I just needed a job. I didn't have, like, a moral... I didn't know what was... how the world worked then. Mm. So they had flown him over. Obviously, he lived above the restaurant, and then they charged him a lot of rent for that pleasure. And then fucking, like, took his passport. We're like, we'll hold on to this, Mudu, so you don't sneak too far away. And they paid him, like, a weekly wage of, like, I don't know, whatever it was. But it worked out to, like, below minimum wage to be a master chef in a five-star, like, fucking you know, amazing restaurant.
Made it just slightly below the rent he owed them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you owe us £100.
And Mudu, like, Mudu had a wife and kids, and he wasn't a happy guy. He was a depressed, miserable little man. And my job is kind of to assist him and, like, teach him English. But, like...
What was his role in the... He was the head chef.
He was a master chef. He was incredible at what he did. He knew how to do everything. He made delicious food. But he was also very depressed. So, like, every day he'd be like, Bobby, I can't do the accent. I'm not going to... Bobby, I want to go dead. But my job was to teach you English. So I'd kind of want to say, no, Mudu, you want to kill yourself. That's like... kill yourself. You don't want to go dead.
So you were just correcting typos in his suicide note. Yeah, well, like,
it was
you're
going
to look like a fool, man.
And he was just like... He fucking, like, sometimes, like, because he just had to work 7 days a week, like, 12 hours a day, which is, yeah, that's not ideal. And he would, like, it was fucking horrific. Like,
and he lives there, right?
And he lives there, so he's just in this hell. And, like, one time I lost a paycheck.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I lost my paycheck. Will you give me that again? And they were just like, yeah, sure. Never got the paycheck. They just were like, well, it looks like you're never getting that money. 2 weeks of work for free, buddy. And, and I worked there for months, and it was fuck. It was horrible. And then one day I was cleaning this, like, green vegetable, right? Like
broccoli.
No, some weird vegetable. Neither of us have ever heard. Like a very specific Indian vegetable that we don't have here.
I'm not
aware of, at least. And but to clean this vegetable, you had to be very thorough because it was, like, kind of, like, really long and stringy. And if you weren't thorough when washing it, when they boiled it, dirt would be in the water and it would be useless.
Right. Okay.
So they told me that, and I did not do a good job cleaning because I hated the job. And then they boiled it and there was dirt in the water and the vegetable was useless. It was still like $5 worth of vegetables. It's not like it was like a crazy amount of money. And then this lady, Mrs. Bleep, was like, so are you going to pay for that vegetable?
Oh my God.
Like in the front of the whole kitchen, so angry, like screaming at me. And I was like, no, you can't make your employees pay for things if they make a mistake. She's like, well, if you don't pay for it, I think I might fire you. It's like, and I was just like, yeah, go for it. I don't give a shit. She's like, okay, leave. I am so upset. I'm going to think about what to do and I'll call you tomorrow and let you know.
Oh my God. And then I would go. Exciting.
And then I'm just sitting there the next day, no call. The next day, no call. I call the third day just to be like, do I still have a job? Because I did need the money.
Yeah.
And turns out this old lady who was like a millionaire had gotten so stressed out over $7 worth of vegetables that an ulcer burst in her stomach and she almost died. I think it was in her stomach. I might medically have that wrong, but she definitely almost died. And I've never felt better about almost killing an old lady than that day. And then so I just went and worked for her weird son for a couple weeks. And her son was as weird as she was. Like, one time, he went into, like, the LCBO, which was, like, that's where you get alcohol in Canada.
Okay.
Like, at the time, now you can buy it in other stores, but at the time, it had, like, this one store had a monopoly on liquor. Yeah, that's the only place you could buy it, in Ontario, at least. And he walked in, and he tried to buy something and said, oh, you don't have any credit. And he told me this story, like, proudly. And he was like, what? He's like, no, sorry, your account, you know, your account's in arrears or something. And he was, so he went and he sued the LCBO for defamation of character because he said that he had been defamed to the other people in the LCBO and his reputation. And he loved to sue. He was a real sewer.
Was that how they made all their fucking money?
Yeah, totally. One time the grandson, that guy's kid, he walked into the kitchen. I was going to say this earlier. And then the grandma, the old lady I tried to kill, was there. And she said to this five-year-old boy, what do we love? And they both went, money! And they said at the same time. And I was like, and what I'm thinking now, that kid is probably 20 years old now, and he's for sure going to kill someone.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Cutting down the Amazon as we speak.
And I did see her one more time. So, like, 2 weeks later, I was still working there, and she had come back.
She looked all weak.
Yeah, she did. She was never the same. And then I remember reading the paper a couple years later that she was gone.
How'd you know? Feel?
Fine. Felt fine about it. They still owe me $400.
Well, you shouldn't have defamed them, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you just, like, accuse anyone of defamation if they accuse you of anything? What's the...
It depends, do they have to take it seriously? I don't know that much about it. I know that it depends on what country. Like, in the UK, apparently, the reason, that people would bring a libel case here is because if you say, Bobby, you are a burglar.
Yeah.
Well, then, in the UK, it's on you to prove I'm a burglar, and that's why I have all of your possessions in my house.
Okay.
It's on you. Whereas in America, it's on the person making the accusation. No, so then I think in America, like if you say, Bobby, you're a burglar, and then I sue you, in America, I have to prove I'm not a burglar.
Oh, it's like guilty till proven innocent, essentially.
Yeah, in a libel case.
Because they got like the jail system as well, right? So they'll put you in jail before they put you in prison.
Well, that's a complete... We're talking about civil... That's a criminal case. This is...
Yeah. No, libel cases are civil. The culture is like...
That's
like
a completely
guilty
different...
Guilty before innocent. What?
No.
No, I'm talking
that's
about
completely
the culture.
Different. It's the same no, here. You go to jail here too if you.
Yeah, but only with really extreme.
No, if you beat
crime,
me to death
right?
with a hammer, they're not going to be like, "Hey, listen,
don't leave the country."
You don't leave the country. No, they're still going to put you behind some bars.
Yeah.
While they make sure you did it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
I think.
Why do you know so much about the law?
Well, you know, I'm a well-read guy. This is a. Harriet now needs me. One second. What is it, Harriet? You need me to come to you. All right. We're going to take a pause. And we're back.
Hello.
Sorry, my wife and child needed me.
Yeah.
You don't have a wife or child.
No, okay.
No, I'm asking.
No, my life is not as successful as yours, Buffy.
I don't know. That is not success. That is not success.
That is the prime things people want, right?
Is it?
I think so. Family.
I never wanted that. I've fallen into it completely accidentally.
Yeah, but look how happy you are now.
I'm not that happy. I wake up every day feeling quite empty and awful.
But better than when you're at the
bleep.
Alone.
Yeah, again, we have to bleep every time we say the name because they love to sue.
What? If they could put your name on the map.
Oh, we gotta, no, it wouldn't. They'd just bury me. No, I just mean, but you.
Yeah, no, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. But your girlfriend has the same name?
As me?
No. As your mom. Right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. We don't have to dwell on this.
I'm not dwelling on it. I just mean, it's the most interesting. It's my favorite thing about you is that you...
What, that I date people with my family members' names?
Yeah, didn't you have a girlfriend before with your sister's name?
Yeah, I had two girlfriends before with my sister's name.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
That one I found more weird than my mom's name.
I would say equally weird.
Yeah.
I guess because you never call your mom. It would be weird if you just started calling your girlfriend mom. That's weird, yeah.
But I think that's a real psycho. That's like Freud's whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
do you
want to bang mommy?
Do you, when you were having sex with your sister, did you, like, the sister's name, the name?
We were young. We didn't know what we were doing.
Your sister's namesake. When you're having sex with your sister's namesake.
Yeah.
Would you say their name
during
sex?
Can we say a girl who had the same name as my sister, not my sister's namesake?
But would you say?
Her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be rude if you didn't say your name.
I love you, Elizabeth, or whatever it is.
No, I'd be like, oh, well, my sister's name's Anna. I'd be like, oh, Anna, and then I'd just be a bit like, ugh. But yeah, no, I didn't like that.
No, good. That's good.
Yeah, no, it'd be weird if I was into it.
No, it wouldn't be. I mean, I feel like you'd keep it under your hat a little.
Have you never banged someone with anything?
No, can't do it. I don't know.
But if you met someone you've liked, you thought they're great, and then you're like, no, same name as someone
I know. It never came up for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have the chance like you.
Do you think you'd enjoy it if someone had the same name as you?
As me?
Yeah, if you're like Bobby.
I'd be okay with that.
I think I would like that more.
I think I'd give him a nickname, though. Because when I was a kid, my nickname was Babalu. So
Babalu. Oh, that's a nice one.
I didn't make it out. Like, a neighbor's dad called me Babalu. Yeah.
I got called Rat Boy.
Yeah, but that makes sense. My name's Babalu. You look like a rat. So, man, they didn't even know about you fucking your sister at that
point.
That would have been
good.
They kept
that one under wraps.
They were like,
oh,
you're a Rat Boy fucking his sister?
Yeah, what with the eye patch and looking like a rat?
Well, they don't know about the eye patch. You had a lazy eye, too, right?
A lazy eye and an eye
patch.
At
one point, you were walking around with an eye patch called Rat Boy trying to fuck a girl with your sister's name.
Yeah, man. Everyone was surprised when they fucked me.
Yeah.
I never thought I saw this happening.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I don't want to paint it out like I wasn't a weird loser as a child, because I was.
Yeah.
But
you had a nice nickname.
No, I'm just going to pretend like I was really cool. I'm a really cool guy.
I was a popular kid.
Yeah, sure. Whenever people try to tell me how popular they were, I'm always like...
No, but I would. But I think it's just because, like, bullying... I think I got bullied, but it didn't, like...
So when you say you were a popular kid, so you were, like, at the top of the food chain is what you're saying, but...
No, more like a sideways... Like, you know how, like, a priest has power in society?
Yeah.
But they're not, like, the cool one.
Okay.
I would be, like, I had some sideways state... I was just so weird that it would, like... I'd be immune. Like, I never got bullied by the big bullies because I was too weird.
I feel like there might have been some bullying you didn't notice when they nicknamed you Rat Boy.
Oh, yeah, completely.
When you're saying I was never bullied, I think Rat Boy was bullying. That's.
But that was like, yeah, that was also bad because that was introduced by a teacher as well. And then it, like, went down to the children. So it was like, oh, the state is against me and the popular.
The teacher made up the name.
The teacher made up the name, yeah.
That's not ideal, is it?
It wasn't ideal, no.
No. But what did you do? Did you, like, were you eating a block of cheese or
no,
like.
No, it's because my brother went to the same school. And they also called him Rat Boy.
Wow, sounds like a real popular family. I've never heard of this.
We were so popular.
Yeah.
People love rats. Talking about this.
I've heard that. So what did your brother do to be named Rat Boy? Do you know that?
He just looked like a fucking rat. just skinny little like.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Eating cheese,
man. I don't want to be the one to tell you weren't popular, so I'm not going to do it. I think you were really popular, and they just thought Rat Boy was a cool name
kid. It's the kids who, like, I feel like everyone gets bullied in school, right?
Well, that is another thing to say. That you are a bullied child in denial. You're like, I wasn't bullied. Everyone was bullied. They called me Rat Boy. Yeah, one time. Sure, they broke both my arms and... killed my parents in front of me. They'd throw rocks at me when I woke up. I'd woke up and they'd stand at some window and throw rocks in the window at him in the face. But I didn't think of it as bullying, more just like a light hazing. It was just the way they showed their friendship.
It was love, man. I don't know what kind of fucked up upbringing you had.
Yeah, man. No, I was bullied, but I also bullied. A bit of take, a bit of give.
Oh, who'd you bully?
We don't need to go into it. I don't think it's ever going to paint you in a good light when you talk about who you bullied and how.
I don't think... Did I bully anyone? I used to make people cry, but not like... But that was normally... It wasn't like targeted.
Again, that is bullying. That's what. So you were bullied and you don't accept it. And you definitely bullied people.
Nah,
Making someone cry is really mean. That's actually a really mean thing to do.
But mine would be like, I would never be mean. And then someone would push it too far. And then I'd say something like, I'd know something about their family. And I'd be like, your dad beats you up and that sucks worse than my life or something, and then that would just be like, you're like, oh yeah, it was too far.
Yeah, that is bullying.
That's called having high self-esteem.
I remember once there's a guy in my high school I didn't like, and one day he came to school crying because his parents were getting divorced, and it was really funny. It's like, stop fucking crying. They're getting divorced because you're a fucking loser.
But divorce is also like everyone gets fucking divorced.
I know, but
now,
I think, you know, my parents never got... Dude, your parents are divorced.
Yeah, they got divorced before I was born.
Were they married?
Jody. Jody's
laughing.
Why do you find that funny?
Well, I mean, because some kids... The reason it is funny because some kids sit and think, oh my God, my parents separated. Is it my fault? But like if your parents separate while your mom's pregnant, it is entirely your fault. No, you did it.
There's a huge age gap between my brother and sister as well. Like me, my brother and sister, they're like 8 years older than me. And then I'm like the accident at the end. But like I like to think I was there. Last time they had sex together and they were like maybe we can work this out, and then she's like I'm fucking pregnant, and he's just like I'm gone, bitch.
I don't know, I've never said this to someone, but I'm really surprised you weren't aborted, you know what I mean? Like it would make sense, it would make logically.
Wait, I'm also a coil baby.
Like your mom was on birth control.
She was on the coil, yeah, which is like 99.99% effective.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The first couple years, she was just looking at you thinking, fuck you. I did not want this. I already raised two of you with your dad, who I don't really even like. And now this new fucking baby who looks as much like a fucking rat as his little fucking brother.
Keeps trying to fuck people with my name.
Yeah. He's going to grow up to jerk off and fucking think about people with my name.
But imagine what I could have been if I didn't have a fucking coil in my brain.
It's in your brain. The coils.
I grew around.
We don't know where the coil went. It's in the kid's head. Should we tell him? No, let's just let him be. Let him be.
There's no side effects.
All right, so we are going back.
Oh.
Let's get to it. 1888. That's the year.
That's my favorite year.
Well, no, it's not. I didn't tell you what year we go. I didn't want...
You told me to say that before I came on.
I didn't tell you to say that. Now you're lying.
You said say it was your favorite year.
This is how you bully me. This is your bullying. No, 1888. The reason we're going back to 1888 is I was sitting around. Without Red, I have to do all the research. So I was sitting around thinking, what fucking... Not that Red does good research, but what... Rich's terrible research. He gets it wrong every time, and then like gets
wrong year.
He'll just get facts wrong. Like it's a whole thing.
Just defames the
and he's supposed to be good at it.
He's got a 2-2 in history, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that means, though. I'm not from here.
That's like you turned up to the exam.
Yeah, that's it. He just came. But so I did all the research, but I was just thinking, like, I wonder what happened in 1888. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
So then I fucking Googled it. Turns out a lot happened in 1888.
Give me some shit.
First of all, the first fact I like is this is more just about the number 1888. Currently, it's the year that when written in Roman numerals has the most digits, 13. And the next year that also has 13 digits is the year 2388, and the record will be surpassed as late as 2888, which has 14 digits. So.
Sorry, I love that you were like, so much stuff happened in the year 1888
no,
that you had to focus on the numbers
that's
themselves.
That's just where I'm starting.
That's the most interesting thing.
We're just starting. We don't start with the most interesting. We start with the easiest to explain.
Okay, yeah.
So that I'm just explaining, you know. What do you think the chances of humanity making it to 2888 are?
Oh, no fucking chance.
Yeah.
No fucking chance. I feel like we're like a few generations. Like, I feel like we'll merge with like robots in some way, and then it's not even like, you're not even like a human being anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we'll sort of be a bit human, but like, you know the way like crabs to lobsters, it'll be like something like that.
And then
and they'll just look down on us like fleshy people, like, oh, you still fuck? Like,
yeah.
That's
and you'll
disgusting.
Be like, guys, I know you can make a robot look like anything. Yeah. This is a picture of my sister. I was wondering if you had any. Could you do that?
Would it be illegal if they're not actually my siblings?
Not illegal.
Yeah.
We don't know what she looks like naked. Well, I could ask her for a photo. I'd get her to email it to you so I don't have to see it. Because
that's
me,
gender swap.
Yeah. Put breasts on me and then I fuck me with breasts.
Would you fuck yourself if you met yourself?
No. When I was 17 years old, I was walking down the street with a friend in a small town in Canada, and then we met a girl who kind of looked like me who was with another girl who kind of looked like him. And the girl had my exact personality. Like, she was like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, what's up with you? And I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, how are you doing? And it was disgusting. I talked to my double for 10 minutes and I was like, this is so gross. I had, like, it was like all the cum, like, was sucked out of my body. Like, there was none left.
Well, like two magnets.
Yeah, like, it was horrific. I was like, oh god, this is how I appear to other people, and that's what I'd be like if I was a woman. Ugh. It was a lot all at once. Yeah. No, but 20, that's an interesting fact. 1888, longest in Roman numerals.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. I was being
did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either.
But because... why is it, what's the longest single digit
of Roman numerals? Yeah, well, yeah. I'm gonna assume it's 8,
right?
Because 888.
Wait. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then the
he's so smart.
And then and then the year will be surpassed when it's 2888. 1,000 years later, or no, not 1,000.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, yeah. That's 1,000 years later. So I think it's the number 8 is probably the XIII.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. X-I. Why do they do it that way?
Right.
Surely at the time they were like, this is extra.
Well, you know, I'm not from ancient Rome.
Yeah.
But I would think, you know, they were fucking dumb, you know? They're fucking dumb losers, just busy fucking each other all the time and having
talking
slaves and
Catholic
doing whatever
church.
They were up to. Yeah. Wait, did you say Catholic Church?
Yeah, the Romans. Holy Roman Empire.
I don't think, but the Catholicism didn't exist in the time of ancient Rome.
Yeah, it did.
Ancient Rome was pre-Jesus.
Yeah, but it had different iterations, no, didn't it? There was like themes of Rome. There was a Catholic Rome.
Yeah, Roman Empire, Catholic Rome was post-Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pre-Roman, that's post the Roman Empire.
Oh.
You thought, like Caesar, like Julius Caesar, you thought he was a Catholic?
No.
Like, he was just like, I take the body of blood in Christ, and then I get on an elephant and fight in India. Actually, he didn't have
you
an
invite
elephant.
Me on your history podcast and then tell me I'm bad at history.
I mean, it's...
I had no idea what
the thing
this was
is,
about.
I thought you'd be a perfect fill-in for Red, because like Red, you're fun to make fun of. We just have a good time together.
Yeah, it sounds like you just bully me for not being informed about what happened in 1888.
Listen, it's not bullying, Rat Boy. That's you have never been bullied, Rat Boy, remember? I do have a block of cheese in the fridge. We want to just That'd gnaw be, on
you know what? Yeah, I would love all your fucking cheese, please.
You would, you little. Okay, here's a fact.
Go on. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't even know where to start now.
I've never seen you look so relaxed in your life.
Do I actually look relaxed?
No.
I am relaxed. Bite off your dick.
Oh, no.
Last thing I remember saying to you is, like, Rat Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been doing that a lot.
No, but you started it. You
really hurt my feelings.
You did. Oh, shut your fucking mouth, you little.
You know, when you said about biting off my dick, you reminded me of this movie I went to see called The Happening. You seen it yet?
No.
The joyous French film about abortion.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I went to watch this with my girlfriend. And before we left, she was like, do you want to know what the movie's about? I was like, no.
Okay.
I love it when movies surprise me. That's my new thing. Like, trying to avoid trailers. And I went there, and she didn't know that I'm, like, needle phobic. And that, like, I can't handle gore. And the whole film is just this lady getting backstreet abortions. So the first scene where she's giving herself an abortion, I just collapse and faint in the middle of the cinema. Have to be dragged outside to recover. Then, like, I just lie on the foyer. No one helps me for like 15 minutes or whatever. I'm just lying there, like, rah, rah, rah. Then my girlfriend's like, you can come back in. It's like, the abortion's over. I come in, there's another abortion sequence, and I just faint again. I just had to sit in the lobby and wait for her to finish watching this 2.5 hour abortion movie.
Here's the difference between me and you. I'm pro-abortion. You're making it out like you're against it. You could be one of these Supreme Court justices trying to ruin America. I bought like five. I was thinking about it.
You bought five abortions.
No, I have. I bought like in my life.
I actually have a discount on my next abortion.
Like they're trying to fucking make abortion no. Like they're making a state issue in America, which means all these horrible fucking Republican cunts are going to make it. But I've got like five morning after pills in my life.
You're not supposed to take those, though.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. I gave them to the women. I took it to be safe. I took it just to make sure. I thought one for me, one for you. We're both, you know. But you know.
Now the uterus in your balls.
Yeah. No, they took them. They took them, and they worked, I think. And, you know, that's great. If it wasn't for these amazing medical advancements that are available widely, at least here and in Canada and then in America, I'd have four children spread across two countries, none of whom would like or respect me. I'd be a deadbeat comedian father who's like fucking like, oh, god damn it, they took child support out again, and they said it wasn't coming out till the 5th of the month. It came out on the 1st of the month. No, I can't afford to get to my gig. Can anyone drive me to Birmingham? Like, it would be, my life would be hell if not for the joy of abortion. Like, I don't understand how it's even just a women's issue. It is 100% a man's issue, because people talk about it's a woman's choice, and that is for sure always, you know, it is a woman's choice whether or not to get an abortion. But I would say very rarely in life has there ever been an abortion that was not 100% supported by the man.
So
it's like, yeah, it's a woman's choice, but one of the choices will be very supported in this corner.
You have that, like, one guy trying to be as supportive as he's like, oh, no, well, it's your choice.
It is, of course it is.
Oh, you're not keeping it? What a shame.
It's like, yeah, those states, it's like nobody wants to want to do business with you.
Do you feel differently now you're a father?
Not at all. Jesus Christ. I don't even think, because then they always have these arguments where like, well, no one's saying abortion is a good thing. I am. I think it's a great thing. Fucking get pregnant, just have one to see what it's like. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Why are you ascribing any morality to this situation? It's insane. And like, yeah, I would be the worst deadbeat dad. Like, my kids, you know, I'd be like, oh, it's Christmas, I better call the kids I haven't seen in 12 months. Sorry, I've meant to try to get home and see you, but I've just been really busy. Yeah, a lot of gigs. Yeah, it's going okay. Yeah.
How's your mom since I saw her last time at that one night stand?
Listen,
Cape Town.
I know. Listen, I hear what your mom is saying about me, and a lot of that's true, but she shouldn't be saying that to you. She shouldn't be saying that to you. No, I didn't tell her. Like, that's. Listen, I sent her money. It's not my fault if your mom spent all the money on crack. No, I don't have any proof she spent it on crack, but she gives off a crack vibe. I've only met her fucking once, okay? I fucked your mom once, and now we have you together. I don't know her that fucking well, but she gives off a crack vibe. Yeah, I know she is an insurance broker and makes 10 times more money than me, but your mom has a crack vibe, okay? I don't know why I fucked without a condom, okay? I don't know why. It would be horrible. My life would be hell if not. And then you see this in the fucking news. Somehow it's a fucking women's issue. It's like, it is 100% in everybody's issue. And I mean you, like we've established both. I mean, if abortion, it is a tough one for me, because if abortion was as readily available and encouraged as I think it should be, I would not be here.
Yeah, me neither.
No. But I'm all for the rest of them getting fucking flushed away. Fuck them. They're not me.
I need to get you in the fucking Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'll do that. I love it. They're protesting outside, what's his name, Brett Kavanaugh's house, the fucking Supreme Court gropey justice guy. I hope they do
that's
that.
That's his official title.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they call him. I named him. I hope for the rest of his life they do that. The rest of his life. He never gets a moment. I hope he never gets a moment of peace.
I hope he has 20 children by
accident. Exactly. I hope the same way that a child you don't want would be annoying for 18 years, I hope a horde of protesters annoy him for 18 more years so he can feel what it's like to have people around that you didn't really want. Okay. Back on topic. In 1888, and we're on theme of women's rights, but I think abortion is about women's rights. I think it's a human right. And I mean, honestly, it's really good for men too. In 1888, Susan B. Anthony opened an International Congress for Women's Rights, leading the formation of the International Council of Women, a key event in the international women's movement. Now, they use the word international a lot.
Wait, that's all one title.
I don't know. It's just explaining what the event was. It was a, you know... This Susan B. Anthony lady, though, I think she's very well known. I didn't know. Have you heard of her?
I haven't heard of her.
So she was like right at the forefront.
I only know people with my sister's or mother's name.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking little creep.
I don't know who this Susan is. Yeah, she sounds ugly.
Do you have like an Aunt Susan? If you have an Aunt Susan, I'll keep you away from this lady's corpse, man. Yeah. Okay. So she was like at the forefront of like women's rights, trying to get the vote for women. In the 1800s, and black people, which is like fucking, because people always like, oh, white women is like, well, this is actually a very cool white lady.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she's super progressive in 18.
Killing it, you know. Well,
what was it in Roman numerals?
I don't fucking know. She was arrested for illegally voting in 1872. I'm going to be honest, I've never voted. So
Let alone illegally.
I think I should be arrested for never voting as opposed to someone being arrested for just wanting to vote.
You've never voted ever in your life.
Well, because I can't vote in this country, and I just, in Canada, I always just, like, forgot.
You're not a citizen here.
No.
Oh.
I live on a visa.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Someday, I think in another, if Harriet doesn't divorce me in the next like year and a half, I can sneak in.
Well, but you've been here age. Wait, is this?
I'm supposed to reveal
how long you've been here.
It's a complicated visa. It's a complicated visa system in this country. They don't make it easy for you to stay a long time, no matter how much you pay in fucking taxes. Yeah.
I always just found voting upsetting because whenever I voted, it's always gone like. The first time I voted was when the Liberal Democrats came in and were like, we're going to strip uni fees. I was like, yeah, I want that. And then they were like, we've tripled uni fees.
That is.
And you're like, oh my God, voting sucks.
That is quite funny, though. That's quite a funny thing to do. Yeah. To say you're going to do the opposite of then to do it. That's great. I kind of like that.
And then somehow the Conservatives got in. I was like, what? I should never vote who I want to vote forever.
Like, yeah, you should vote for who you think should lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this lady, she voted. They didn't want her to vote because she's a woman. And then they gave her a $100 fine because she voted in Rochester, New York. And then she refused to pay the fine and never did.
Did she? Well, what a badass. Yeah. Did she use her name on the ballot paper?
I don't think she she's not you. She didn't like write her dad's name because she had a husband with her dad's name.
Did they just find Susan in the ballot box? They're just like, oh my God.
No, it's like an intentional protest where she like went in and was like, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote. And they're like, you can't vote. And she's like, I did.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
Yeah.
And
who did she vote for?
Well, that'd be a tough one, really, actually. Who do I vote for? The man or the man? Fuck. This sucks. Yeah, unclear who she voted for.
It'd be over some really terrible, like, nationalistic movement.
No. Yeah, it's... and she fought for the women's right to have property, which is fucking great. Like, I'm all about, especially in my life now that I have a wife who, like, can... I want Harriet to fucking earn. You know what I mean? Like, I want, even when she had that baby, she was like, how long do you think I should take off for, like, maternity leave? I was like, I mean, how quickly can you get back to work?
As a feminist, I think you should get back to work right now.
Who really wants our lives to, you know, we like nice things, so we got to keep working, baby. Can you... listen, you...
Because I would like to just hang around the house.
You've given birth now. Can you do a gig tonight? Like, we need to pay for parking at the hospital. It was like 70 bucks. We need to...
Just keep the placenta in for now. We'll deal with it after the gig.
Afterwards, they're like, do you want to eat the placenta? And you're like, I think I'm good, actually.
Do they still do that?
Well, they know. Apparently, there's this service where they'll take it away and turn it into pills, and then you eat the pills. Like, not me.
But it's supposed to be good in theory. Allegedly. Like, animals eat their placenta.
Yeah, but animals do lots of shit that isn't...
Yeah, that's true.
Dogs eat their own shit. We're never well, actually, apparently, eating your own shit is good for you because dogs do. But, like... Like, I don't know. Not everything animals do is right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, like, animals are fucking stupid.
Actually, animals never vote.
Yeah, they don't vote.
Should go back to nature, ban the vote for everyone.
But, yeah, then they give you these pills, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is the placenta. So
you got the placenta
pills. No, we didn't
pills.
Do it. But if you did do it, they give you the pills, and they say, yeah, this is the placenta. And it's like, how do I know that's my placenta in those pills? This might just be some, like, fucking Chinese prisoner placenta where some Chinese broodmare gave birth and then they shot her in the head and the party raised her baby and now I'm fucking eating her insides.
And I've never felt better.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Listen, placenta is good for everybody.
That is a Moorish.
This lady was fucking badass.
So what happened? She refused to pay the fine.
That's it. She just said no. They took it to court. She's like, I'm not paying it. She just never paid it.
Man. Do you think everyone, like, in her circle or, like, general people, because of the time, do you think people were like, oh, you're disgusting that you think?
I think her circle was, like, badass women. She,
but,
like,
but,
hung
but I mean,
around.
the wider, do you think she was, like, shunned in society generally?
I'm not sure. I guess it would depend. Like anything, it probably depends what part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
Where you are, what city you're in, what, like, how these people are voting, if they're voting, you know, where they are.
Yeah.
But she persuaded the University of Rochester in New York to admit women. Very cool.
Nice.
Again, who wants to go to... Can you imagine, like, the university experience, right? Like, you're going to college.
The first woman.
And, like how fucking awful it would be if it was just all men?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, who wants to go to fucking university with a group of men? Like, hey, yeah, let's all hang out and smoke cigars. Like, oh, I'm going to go...
Those are, like, the nerdiest fucking men
fucking
in the world.
Fucking nerdy,
well.
Luke. I'm going to go walk into the sea. Jesus.
The first school I went to was, it just transitioned from a boys' school. So there was, like, 7 girls in my year, and it was, like, the thirstiest, most disgusting school I've ever been to.
So there's 7 girls. How many boys?
Like, I don't know, a few hundred?
That's fucking awful.
Yeah, there wasn't many. There was one class, it couldn't have been as few as 7, but it was, like, a huge...
Were these
mismatch.
Girls
there
like...
There was 2 classes that had no girls in them, and we were always just like,
did the girls all hang out together, like, to try to, like...
No. There was, like, a few groups of girls or whatever. But it was just, like, horny. Like, you know, when there's too many men, it makes, like, a really aggressively horny vibe. Like, if you've ever been to a nightclub and they've, like, not done that ratio thing, and it's, like, you can smell it before you get there, you're like, oh no, there's like too many men in the club, so it's gonna be violent and aggressive.
Yeah.
Unless it's a gay club, then it's like, great.
Yeah.
Then you're like, this energy is wonderful.
I remember I once was in Western Canada for a month, and it was fucking horrible. It was right before I moved here.
Mm.
And when I was there, I figured out I don't want to have to go to Alberta, because Alberta's like the Alabama of Canada. I'm like, I don't want to have to go here every year. I can't do this like twice a year. So I just realized I need to go do comedy somewhere else. I'm going to move to the UK. And I remember I was just on edge the whole time I was there. And the most relaxed I felt in that month was when I went to a gay bar. I was, because, like, you just walk down the street and it's like the men are just men and the women are like, you know, it's like very defined gender roles. And they look at me and they're like, who's this fucking guy? You know, like, I just walk down the street and I'm just suspect by, like, how I love just a weedy fuck. And they just want to, like, pull my underwear over my head and kick me in the dick, you know? And I went to this gay bar and I was just, like, comfortable. I'm like, oh, great.
People respect me.
Well, no one cares. They're like, oh, guys, whatever. You just fucking dance. Have a good time. I don't care. Oh, man. I'd want to want to blow dudes, you know, but I never, it never worked out for me.
Never tried it.
No, never tried. Had some chances, but I want to.
You got
to
try it.
Yeah, coming from you.
You might find out you don't like
it. Yeah. Our listeners don't know, Luke. Coming from a man. Luke, the most fascinating fact about you is you fucked like 10 guys and you're not gay. You just didn't figure it out until like guy number 10.
I'm just friendly and giving.
Did you swallow cum?
No, and, no. I've swallowed my own cum, but that was from...
What the fuck?
That was a different... Well, that story was when I was 17.
Know what I really hope happens now? Now my dream for you is that you decide in a couple of years, you know what? Comedy's not for me. I'm just going to get a job in the regular world. I don't actually want to be a comedian. I decided these people are fucking damaged and mentally ill. I'm going to go into, like, consultancy. And then you do, right? You go into consultancy and it's going really well. And, like, you're killing it. You're making six figures. And then you get brought in for a meeting and you think, oh, fuck, they're going to give me a raise. Like, I'm fucking nailing this. And at this point, you do have a wife. You got a couple kids and you're really on it. And they're like, yeah, here's the thing, Luke. We just found this clip on YouTube of you saying that you have drank your own cum. And we don't, that's not really the Hartford Reeves way. That's not really what we do here at Hartford and Reeves. We're not, well, some of us are cum drinkers, but we don't drink our own cum here.
We can't have it as our strengths.
And then you'll be like, are you kink shaming me? Yeah. And then by then, kink shaming will be so like that'll be a legitimate, like, subgroup.
I'm a cum guzzler.
Yeah, yeah.
You leave me alone. Sir,
I feel like it's homophobic when you do the voice.
That
even,
is,
even though you are a cum guzzler of your own cum, I do feel like it's homophobic when you add the gay voice when talking about your own gay experiences.
Oh my god!
I just, you know,
it is not. It's neutral to eat your own cum.
Otherwise, that's like saying
masturbation is gay.
And eating,
which it kind of is.
Eating your own cum is unnecessary, I would say.
If I didn't eat it on my own, I was persuaded.
By who?
By this girl I was seeing.
Okay, well then maybe it's the least gay thing you've ever done. I don't know. I mean, in the list of things you've done.
But she was like, I was like 17 and she was like 28. So I was like in awe of her.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
This is like a goddess woman and she's going to show me the ways. She was like, come on my chest. And I did. And then she was like, now eat it. Which I think looking back, she was probably joking. But I was like, so like, I got to please this woman. So I was just like, blah, 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 blah.
I gotta
and
say,
I drank the whole thing.
I think again, you were being bullied and unaware. You're like, I was just like, this woman groomed you and then made you eat your own cum off her tits. And you're like, I love you. And she's like, yeah, whatever kid I've groomed. So.
I might also have a child with her, but I don't know that for sure.
Well, I don't know. Again, like, yeah, maybe, but you did. It seems like you came on her tits.
Yeah.
That's a good. Yeah. That's usually where kids. That's not how.
That's where they come out.
No, that's not how
in the belly button,
work.
Right?
Yeah. What? So
you're telling me you've never eaten your own cum ever?
We don't need to go into it.
I just went into it.
It's not something I really want to discuss.
Okay.
And I just think that's a funny way to react. Someone really spills their heart out. It's like brutally honest. Then they ask you, and you go, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
why would I tell you about that?
Disgusting.
I barely know you. Fuck.
Somehow you accused me of homophobia and made me feel bad about being gay.
It was homophobic when you did the voice. It's homophobic when you did the voice.
That's just how I talk sometimes.
No. That's not how you talk. I know you.
You were putting on
your gay voice. Maybe that is the voice you had when you fucked all those guys. I don't know. Maybe you go, do you do the voice? And then you get in there.
No. I'm myself.
Okay.
I'm me.
Good. We have to go back to 1888.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
What was the moral standard for a guy eating his own cum in 1888?
I think, like, in most times in all of history, frowned upon. I mean, I don't actually mind. I don't care. Listen, if you really want to do it, you go for it. Like, buddy, I'll get you a glass of mine. You can drink it. I'm willing to contribute. I'm willing to help you out if you want, but I think it strikes me as unnecessary, unless you get some kind of satisfaction out of it, like just feeling full. I don't know.
No, I didn't feel good afterwards.
I bet not.
I didn't. I felt
Did you feel
unwell.
Like you were being groomed?
No. I felt great about that.
In retrospect, do you think you were groomed?
No.
28, 17.
No, but 17 sort of. I mean, but she was like fucked up, so I don't think she could have like controlled me mentally. Do you know what I mean? Like she's fucking a 17-year-old. Like, not to say that it's always the case, but I didn't feel there was like a big power imbalance. Okay. Like, and I really wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Well, based on how it ended, I get that.
But I wasn't happy about the end. When I had that fucking awful like slick in the back of
you're
my
a real,
throat.
You're a real keener. Like, I feel like the first day, if I hired you to work at a company, the first day, I'd be like, yeah, those guys across the street, they're our competition. I was thinking we should go flatten their tires. You just run over and fucking like start kill stabbing them. And I'm like, I was joking. We're not really going to flatten. Stop stabbing Brian.
I got you, Bobby. Did I do a good job?
Yeah, you got a real Manson family Keener vibe. Yeah. Like, Charlie, who do you want me to kill? Charlie, you think I should go stab Sharon Tate? I'll kill Sharon Tate. Yeah.
I think it's nice to want to please people.
No, it is. Yeah, it is.
Until you get them with the wrong crowd, then it's very damaging.
at the cost of all your own morals and wants.
Yeah, I just want to feel I belong somewhere above it.
I think you found your place. This podcast is where you belong. Okay, in 1988, this is something I think you'll like. The National Geographic Society is founded in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
And little did they know, 100 years later, that they would provide masturbation material for young boys everywhere, you know? They spent 100 years
look at those lovely elephants.
Doing research and being the building blocks.
Have you seen elephants' tits?
I was talking with elephants. I was just talking about like the naked indigenous women.
I know, but have you seen elephant breasts?
I've seen I've seen an elephant, which by definition is a naked elephant.
But what do you think their breasts look like?
Like, I can't remember. I remember seeing. I didn't get the sense that it looked like. Why don't you tell me? What do you think?
They look like massive human tits.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's insane. Either they're like cows or like pigs.
No, but
like,
they weren't.
They're like just massive, like quadruple E's. I don't know, like huge with just two of them on the front cleavage.
Really?
Yeah.
They got cleavage.
Mind blown. Yes.
Interesting.
They're just big gray titties.
Okay.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, I'll Google it. Okay, let's see. Well, you're so. I want to know what these look like. I googled elephant tits. And then the first thing that comes in an article that says, elephants have fabulous tits.
I wrote that one. It's a good article.
Yeah, I mean, they're all right.
But like, they're like human tits.
I wouldn't say they're like human tits. They're like
beyond being gray.
I would say they're more like dead old lady tits. Like, if we're talking about what tits they are, those are dead old lady tits.
Oh, no, that's...
That's not
that's
good.
That's just a bad angle.
Oh, like, I see.
You gotta see.
They still look like...
That's not a flattering angle for her.
It looks like somebody dug my grandma up and was like, what do you think of your grandma's tits? Like, well,
bloated gray
corpse. Yeah, grandma looks hot. She always did.
No, the photo someone showed me was just like a front walk-in...
I don't know.
Thing.
Your guy's got a better eye for elephant tits than this photographer.
I don't know, they might have been using a filter. I don't know.
did you know
why do you sound drunk?
Did you know
1988?
This is how I talk. I'm getting excited. Did you know in 1888 did you know The earliest evidence of a death and injury by meteorite was in Iraq.
Well, wait, say that again.
I already said it.
No. I think what you said was an amazing thing, but
In 1888, they found the earliest evidence of a death and injury by a meteorite.
Fuck.
So in Iraq, this meteorite hit the earth in 1888, and it killed one guy and left another guy paralyzed.
Oh my God. Wait, what was the evidence? Just a skeleton next to it?
Yeah.
Rock.
Well, it was like the first recorded incident of like a meteorite kill. It's probably happened before in history, but this was the first time they really nailed it.
Oh, you got to be so unlucky to get hit by a meteorite.
Or lucky, depending on, let's say, you know, you're just like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah.
I need a sign from God to let me know.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I guess my life was over.
And then the paralyzed guy's like, what the fuck? Why?
He's just dragging himself along. Like, this is fucking horrible. Fuck. It might be, I don't know if it was, the gender is not revealed. They couldn't figure that out based on the
How big a meteorite we took in?
I don't know. It couldn't have been that big, because it was that big. I think it didn't say the size. When I like read a couple things about it, I couldn't find, there's no like specific size, but I mean, it wouldn't have to be that big, you know. A rock, even if it was just a rock that fit in your hand, a rock traveling at like the speed of fucking
meteor.
It's gonna fuck things up.
Meteor speed.
Yeah.
You know, I read a funny thing the other day. You know, like blunderbusses and muskets?
Yes.
Like all those guns. So apparently they have a way higher caliber than any guns they use now.
Like it shoots it faster.
It shoots it way faster, way harder. Like it's just like a fucking grenade. Because they just put live gunpowder in
and just shove
whatever. So it's like an explosion. It's not like a controlled.
It's not regulated. Like the bullet, the gunpowder's in the bullet, I guess, so that regulates how fast it comes out of the chamber.
Yeah, but apparently they were just saying they're just too good at killing people. So we've got to make these guns just injure people now. So now they use low caliber bullets to like injure people instead of like blow them to bits.
I feel like a machine gun is better at killing people than a musket.
Well, it's more accurate, but like if you took one machine gun bullet versus one musket, like the musket would be like,
well, also the bullet the musket bullets explode, so just like it's a lot harder to treat those wounds, I think.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be good. I've been shot with a BB, never a gun though.
Yeah.
You seem like someone who's like, yeah, when I was 14, I got shot. Like, you just...
Why?
I don't know. You just have a vibe of someone who was, like, stabbed as a teen.
Oh, no. That wasn't me. That was my brother.
Oh, really? Okay. The other rat boy.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even wrong.
No, he never got stabbed. A lot of his friends got stabbed.
Okay.
But he was more of a rough, naughty boy than I was.
Not anymore,
I'm a
though.
Very good boy.
You're a good boy. Good.
Yeah. I do whatever people tell me to do.
Yeah, you really do. You got to work on that. But if I start a call, you're my number two for sure.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even fighting you on that.
Exactly.
No one wants to be the number two in a call.
Yeah, well,
this is a dude who gets like ass fucked by the top guy every day.
No, no way. No, I'm not doing that. That wouldn't be like a sexy cult. It'd just be, we'd just live together. And
I feel like
nice
all
time.
Cults are sexy.
Nah.
Have you seen the documentary about the Jim Jones Temple? You know the mass suicide one?
Yeah.
The bit largest mass suicide ever.
Yes.
Temple of Jim Jones. There's like a really funny interview where there's a guy and he's like, they're interviewing. They're like, so what happened? And he was like, how did it get so extreme? He's like, well, I remember the first sign that something wasn't quite up was when Mr. Jones came out the toilet, looked me dead in the eye and said, Stephen, how would you like it if I fucked you in the ass? And I thought to myself, well, that ain't very Christian, but okay. It's like, what? Why did you stay?
Well, of all people, you can't question why you stay.
No,
You've let tons of guys fuck you when you didn't want to.
Yeah, it's true.
He was an amenable man. You should understand it. You can't judge him. You should understand him better than everybody.
Okay, well, back to 1888.
If you were in the Jim Jones call, you know what would have happened? You would have killed yourself. You would have drank the poison and sat there thinking, I don't really want to do this, but everyone else is doing it. I guess I'll... Oh, God. No. And you'd have some clever plan where you thought, all right, I'm going to pretend to drink it and then run away, right? But then someone, Jim, would be watching you and say, drink it. You go,
well, I don't want to let him down.
Oh, I drank it, damn it. Oh, I, oh, fuck, I drank it. I'm dead now. Fuck.
This kombucha is delicious.
No, it's not. I was going to say it probably tastes like cum, but then you have way too specific of a reference for that. You'd be like, actually, no, cum is a bit saltier and more like...
Ugh. Don't be ignorant, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're not interested in a sponsorship deal with kombucha?
Listen, we're interested in all sponsorship deals.
Yeah.
We are.
Mm.
No, no, not unless they pay.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah, kombucha.
Yeah.
I just said your product tastes like cum. Give us money.
I couldn't taste either ginger or lemon in this, to be fair.
Okay, I'll give you one more. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In 1888, during a bout of mental illness and having quarreled with his friend Paul Gauguin, Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh infamously cuts off the lower part of his left ear, taking it to a brothel, and is removed to the local hospital in Arles.
Oh, Van Gogh.
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Do you think...
I didn't know he went to a brothel afterwards.
I don't know. He took the ear to a brothel, but... Yeah, I've never
My
really...
friend here is looking for a good time.
I would say if you want to convince a lady to, like, even for if there's money involved to have any kind of intimacy, probably cutting off part of your ear isn't the way to go about it.
It's a bold move.
Yeah, it's a very bold move.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think so. What, trying to think. I've never cut off a part of my body.
No.
I'm the only cut part I would be comfortable. I'm not circumcised. I don't want to be circumcised.
I'm amazed circumcision is still like a thing anywhere. I'm just like, you're cutting off a bit of your dick. Surely everyone is not on board for this.
I know. It's
like, it's so wildly popular.
I can't imagine having a son and being like, the first thing I want to do for this kid, I've just cut off the tip of his dick.
But you know, it goes wrong quite frequently as well.
Yeah,
and then you just lose your dick.
I don't know if people are losing their whole dick.
Yeah.
You're just saying it confidently, but that doesn't mean it's true.
Come on, that is what this podcast is all about.
No, this podcast is about facts.
Your research guy is a 2-2.
I'm
whatever
the research
B-tech
guy.
University
I'm a very well-read man. You ask me anything, I'll know it.
What was your IQ on this? 298.
I'm 200. The smartest man on the planet. So, here's the thing. You have a kid, right?
You have a kid.
It's a hypothetical scenario, obviously. You fucking robot. You cum drinking robot. All right, so you have a kid.
Okay.
Because you impregnate yourself by eating cum off some old lady's tits. And,
she's younger than I am now.
Well, yeah, sure. So you have a kid. And then you're like, yes, son, the first thing we're going to do for you is we're going to cut off the tip of your dick. We love you so much that we just think you'll live your life better with less dick. Like, what?
You'll never wash it. We know. You'll wash every other part of your body, but you'll never wash your dick, your favorite bit.
But why? Why are you cutting off the tip of my dick? Well, you know, like a couple thousand years ago, people lived in the desert. And like a lot of time, you know, they'd get a wound on their dick and then sand would get in the wound and then their dick would get infected. And maybe a few of them died. So we just across the board, no matter what part of the world you live in now, we have a thing where we just cut off the tips of people's dicks. Like, what? Can we just like stop? Like, because it's not, it's like every, like. When I went to school as a kid, everybody was circumcised.
Wait, in Canada, it's a thing.
It's
like
a
it
big
is in
thing
America.
In Canada. It's not like a specific to one religious group or anything.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's getting there. And I was lucky. I got to keep the tip of my dick because I was premature as a baby, so I was already so tiny and fucked up, and they had all these tubes in me. They were like, we can't now on top of just shoving all these tubes in his chest and fucking put him in an incubator, just cut off part of his tiny baby dick. Like, we've done enough to this fucking baby that was they probably tried to abort and lived. Like,
but did people look at your dick like, ugh, this is saggy?
It was the outsider. Because
my girlfriend's American now, and she was like, you got bits on there. And I was like, no, this is like,
That's how it's supposed to be.
The normal dick.
You should have said, yeah, well, I was looking at your pussy, and there's some things there I haven't seen before either. Yeah. So I'd keep your fucking thoughts to myself, or we're going to start being real honest. There's going to be some opinions coming out.
But I'm like, you got no leverage to like wank your dick without the
I don't know how it works. I've never... I mean,
well, let me tell you.
But you must have...
No, but you're essentially like scar tissueing the most like...
But you,
sensitive bit of your dick.
But you, as a straight man who has masturbated off many men's penises.
Yes.
Which, again, you're the only straight man I know that's jerked off lots of guys.
Yeah, I'm a friendly guy.
Yeah, very giving. Very giving guy. Yeah. I'll say one thing about Luke Chilton. If you need someone to help you move, he'll do it, and he'll probably suck your dick. He won't want to. Just like, I guess I will suck your dick.
Yeah.
But
you got to be a nice person.
Yeah, yeah. So...
You don't need to pay me, but you've got to be nice.
Fine. I'll be friendly.
Yeah.
But back to Van Gogh.
I was thinking about Van Gogh.
You know my favorite? Have you heard that song about Van Gogh?
No.
Don McLean sang it.
I don't know.
Starry, starry night. You heard that?
No, sing the whole thing for me.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day. With eyes that know the darkness in your soul. You've never heard that song?
No.
It's a great song. It's called Vincent. I can't remember all the words. Because some of those words I just said weren't right either. But later it goes, now I understand what you tried to say to me. It's really good.
I'll check it out when I go.
Yeah, you should. I really recommend it.
It's chilling.
I'm having such a good time with this. I think what we should do is let's carry this on in the Patreon episode.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, if you're enjoying this, we're just going to fucking carry this party on in the Patreon episode. And if you're not enjoying it, well, it's fucking over. Ding, ding. I think that's the episode. So, yeah, let's just keep going. And we'll put it on the Patreon because I feel like we could go for hours. Yeah, and I can't talk to you for like 3 hours, then use all our energy and then try to do a different episode for Patreon. It'll be disingenuous. So this is, I think, the best way for us to do an extra episode.
I'm down.
Okay. Thank you very much. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure subscribe, hit like, do all those things. And a big thank you to our super genius Patreons, Christopher and Matthew. We could not do this without you. So, thank you. Oh, also, Luke.
Oh, yeah. what am I plugging? My
Wait.
Podcast.
Yeah, you have a podcast coming
up. I have a
podcast
called Dirty Work, spelled W-E-R-K. Because we fucked up our, there's another one called Dirty Work, but don't go to that one. Go to the one spelled incorrectly, Dirty Work, dirty spelled normally, work, W-E-R-K. Me and my great friend Blake get people to come and chat about the shit jobs they've had. It's a good time. You'll be there soon.
I'll be on it soon. Yeah, I'll do Dirty Work, the podcast.
Yeah, but check it out on Instagram, Dirty Work Pod. Hit us up. It'll be great.
All right, well, thanks. This has been fun. And we're going to carry on Patreon now.
Sick.
See you later.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks for Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.